Hey, Podfathers listeners, you can find us every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Dad, I'm hungry.
Hi, Hungry. I'm Daddy.
What do you think? I'm made of money? Money doesn't even grow on trees. When you pay the rent, you can make the rules.
Remember, don't make her peas your peas.
Have you heard about the new restaurant on Mars? The food's great, but it's got no atmosphere.
Hey, come here. Pull my finger.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Podfathers, the best parenting podcast in the universe, presented by Barstool Sports. It's your pal Clem here. We got Largy Boy back from Disney. We got Chaps in the great state of Texas. The state of Texas. We got Nikki the Good at HQ. Joey Langone must be still fucking flying the friendly skies of Spirit, trying to connect on Wi-Fi to it's Nikki who just went dark. And we're back for another week. I could go around the room, see how everyone's doing, but Large, give it to me. How was the trip to Florida? Because I know you're spoiling about this.
Thousands of dollars to wait online in the sun. That's Florida in a nutshell. And I know I went on President's Week, but I did it out of necessity. My kids play a couple of sports, not necessarily that well. My kids go to school. They're okay students, so I'm not bragging about either. But just scheduling-wise, for everybody, it happened to work out that I was down in Daytona. They came down to visit me in Daytona, and it's an hour away. The way Annie drives, it's 40 minutes away to Disney. And so I couldn't pass it up. I had a friend who was reaching out to somebody to get me the fucking President Obama package where I could just skip lines and stuff like that. We were going to Daytona. We were going to Disney on Monday. Sunday night, those tickets fell through. Sunday night. Oh. So now I have the Genie Pass, it's called, where you get something called the Lightning Lane. There's no more Fast Passes in Disney. And it's a fucking scam. Listen, it may work out perfectly when the park is packed. I spoke to a young, confused girl, and she was like, I've been here 6 years. This is the most packed it's been. I said, then why did you sell the fucking tickets, right? Why'd you sell the tickets? If you know there's 5 pounds, a 5 pound bag, why'd you let 10 pounds of shit in? It was crazy.
What she said, was she able to defend herself or no?
No, she wasn't. And I was fucking mad too. I said, listen, Mindy, I don't expect you fucking.
Mindy, so, you're yelling at somebody wearing Mickey ears.
Exactly. How can I make your day special?
Yeah, she's like, can you just take a picture with Chip and Dale and get on your way?
2 days. I was there 2 days. Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios. I went on four rides in 2 days. That's the God's honest truth. I was there for 2 days. I went on four rides, all Lightning Lane passes. I would not wait online for anything. And the new Star Wars one, I went on two Star Wars rides. One of them was kind of bullshit. And the other one was, I was piloting the Millennium Falcon, whatever. There was another one called like Rise of the Resistance. That's the hot one.
We're not going to skip that. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, no, you know what it is, Chaps? I don't mind roller coasters. I don't mind rides. You know, I'm pretty good with them. And I'll ride them until I throw up. But it's the rides where you're enclosed and you're looking at a screen and it's the screen that's doing stuff and it's just shaking.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I'm reading in a car. Yeah. Like, you know how that does it? Those things don't
necessarily... They have one like that at Epcot, too, that's awesome. But it's... you can't get motion sickness from those big time.
Like Space Mountain. So we went on Splash Mountain. And Space Mountain. Mm-hmm. Okay. Those are the two we went on for whatever. And that's it. That's
Skip all Candy
we
Mountain.
Went on. We didn't do any of that other stuff. Then we went on the Star Wars one. Then we went on the Millennium Falcon. That's it. And that's us coming back later in the day for that park. Anywho, the one they call Rise of the Resistance, I believe is the hot one. 195 minute wait with a straight face.
I'm not waiting 195 minutes to get into heaven.
100%. You're absolutely, I can't think of, you could watch multiple movies while you're waiting online. And while people are online, they're just refreshing the lightning pass, just trying to get anything. So like me, I honestly must have checked my phone 50 times between the 2 days while I was in the park, trying to find any kind of ride that wasn't like a teacup or something like that, you know, that was more than 40 inches tall type thing. Not a single thing came within those 2 days. It was 100%. And I went to bribe somebody. I said, I'll give you $1,000 right now to give me some sort of VIP pass. That's what I said. I was like, I'm at the end of my fucking rope. Yeah. Woman's like, we used to be able to do that. We used to be able to like give out free. Oh my God, it's Joey on a fucking beach chair. Fucking kidding me. She's like, we used to be able to do that with the fast pass, and they took them away because people were selling them. Like employees were selling the fast passes to like people in lobbies and whatnot. So
that's smart, man. If you can get that 100%. Kind of secondary job income, you got to do it.
You know what saved the vacation? My positive attitude, one. And secondly, Disney Springs is 15 minutes away, 10 minutes away. We stayed at the Wilderness Lodge, Copper Creek in the Wilderness Lodge.
Which is delightful.
Very nice, except I said, you know what? I'm a little bit stiff. We did Daytona the day before. I seen my steps. I'd walk like 11 miles. Let me head down to the hot tub. Absolute soup. There were 12 people in an 8-person hot tub. It was disgusting.
So it's Florida people. It's Florida tourists and Florida people.
Yeah. Let's go. I was like, fine. And just I just fucking walked away.
Skin and shit floating in there.
Oh, I was like, who's Band-Aid? Somebody keep an eye on their own Band-Aids?
Can we police ourselves? Kate has told us a story about how she had a hot tub growing up. Uh-huh. And she was like, my dad always had like dry, kind of flaky skin. She's like, sometimes you would get out and you would take with you like a coat of his skin on your arm. Like, good Lord.
Disney Springs, though, go. It's got great restaurants. They had like a Coca-Cola lab where the kids tried 30 different types of Cokes, shot glasses of Cokes from around the world, including 10 different types of Coke floats. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's a la carte. Like, all that stuff costs money. I went on a hot air balloon ride there. It costs money. There's a car that takes into the water. One of those cars that drives into the water costs money. Everything costs money. We went to a fucking movie, see Uncharted and the AMC Dine-In, you know, cost money on top of all the money I spent to not go on rides in Disney. So I'm telling you right now, I wrote it in a blog. I'm 50 years old. If I live another day or another 50 years, you will never see me on a Disney, in Disney again.
I understand that you had a bad experience, but I've had plenty of great experiences at Disney. I think that you just kind of went in at the absolute wrong time. Yeah, end of the pandemic, people to removing brag about the mask.
Positive.
It was so good. Large, can I tell you about a couple times that I've gone several times. Yeah, yeah. I've rode rides and not had to stand in any line. It was fantastic.
It seems like it's too many rides.
It's too many rides. I'm getting a little wind whipped. I've been on too many rides.
I don't believe you, because what I saw there, they couldn't even do, you know, like three times or four times an hour. Maybe they run those same floats down. There's like those little mini parade, not an hour. They probably do it once an hour or something like that. They run those floats down. There's mini parades that come down to one of them. They couldn't even clear the streets for that. Like, the floats was almost like running people over because it was just such a clusterfuck.
Really have to count Disney out for the next 18 months. Like, 100%. I don't think you could do it post pandemic. Everybody's that can go on vacation hasn't been really going on vacation. Right. So they're saving up the money and they're like, it's no object. We'll fucking pay whatever we got to. So even if you have money, you no longer have the advantage of having money, because everybody's like, we all got money, bitch. But I will say, I do feel bad that you didn't get to ride many of the rides, because you would have had such a good time if you would have got to go ride that Minions one where you shoot different things going around. And it's just a great time.
Yeah. And you know what? First of all, I'm out. I will never know about the Minions ride or anything like that. And secondly, I will go to Hershey once a year for the rest of my life. Wow. I know that Hershey on the busiest weekends, I've done 10 or 12 rides. I've driven there. Staying in the Hershey Hotel is absolutely lovely, by the way, 100% lovely. I got zero problems with it. And everything about it, you know what? Staying where we stayed when we left the park that day, this is another positive. I'm trying to come up with positives. When we left the park the other day, instead of getting on a bus to go back to our hotel, because we're not on the monorail, that hotel is on the ferry route. Mm-hmm. So we jumped on a boat, and the boat held maybe like 20 people. And so there's maybe 10 people on it. And that was lovely. That was like a night. If I was running around with my kids on all that kind of stuff all day, and I jumped on a boat for 15 minutes, that would have been a lovely type thing. So
that's my bad experience, because on that boat, McCartney, we had eaten at the actual castle. We'd eaten at Cinderella's castle, where Clem got engaged. And we were cruising around, and we went good to go back to the hotel. McCartney's sitting on me, have eaten ice cream and Dole Whips and all kinds of shit all day. It was just nothing but sugar puke, like all down me on our way back. And I was like, yeah, that checks out. That makes sense. I didn't, because you're in a hotel, I didn't even bring the shirt back that I was wearing. Just as soon as we get off the ferry, I just immediately took it off and tossed it in the trash can on the dock. Like, it's like, this is no longer my shirt. Not needed.
And just go in the hot tub to clean off too. You don't have to go in the shower. Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, did you mind rubbing this down a little bit?
Last thing, Buc-ee's.
Oh yeah.
For snacks, people. I've never been to Buc-ee's before in my life. Somebody said, make sure you go. I said, okay. You know, I've been to Sheetz and Wawa and all those things. Nothing compares to Buc-ee's. When the first time I stepped into a Cabela's superstore, I was blown away. Cabela's superstores have everything. They have a mountain in the middle of it with all the different animals you can kill with all their different weapons. They have like an aquarium part with all the sport fish in there. I loved that store. I'd been blown away by a store since I'd gone to that, on the way to Hershey, by the way. And Buc-ee's was fantastic. My whole room, we had like a little suite, so it had a kitchen filled with Buc-ee's shit. 100% Buc-ee's pecan rolls and this and that. That was probably the highlight of my thing. Beaver nuggets, sausage somethings, kolaches, brisket tacos that they're carving right there in front of you.
Beef jerky station.
A whole like deli counter
of beef jerky. It's crazy. And then not just beef, we're talking chicken, we're talking turkey, salmon, whatever you want. They even have some venison in there.
No 3XL t-shirts. Everybody there was my size and bigger.
That maybe must be a Florida thing out. Because here, buddy, you can sold go out. Up to like 8X in Texas. There right. is no shortages of X's here. I got a Buc-ee's like 8 miles from my house.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I would live there. I would live at Buc-ee's.
So basically what we're telling all the listeners out there is, if you kind of earmark some money to go on a Disney vacation at some point, save the money in terms of the Disney, still take the flight, and then just go to Buc-ee's for a few days with the kids. Eat good and play good, it sounds like, too.
Don't go to Disney. But cancel your trip if it's on a holiday. If it's on a holiday weekend when there's a lot of people there, like Chaps is saying.
Imagine what spring break is going to look like.
Yeah. Over the next couple of years, I think you're right, Chaps. Like when people are back and they feel gradually more comfortable. My kid's school a week from today, no more masks. Friday of this.
That's weird. To me, that kind of shit is when they're like, we need to give you a week lead time to get rid of the mask. Just get rid of it. If you know you're going to and it's no longer scientifically needed or whatever, just say right now it's done. Like, we're not doing it. Why do you need a workup period? It's not fucking spring training. Like, you don't need that.
I was like, Bridge, when's it? She's like, next Monday. I was like, how about you don't wear it on Friday? She's like, why? I was like, what is it? It's dangerous on Friday, but you're safe on Monday. I was like, you know, she's like, no, Dad, we're following the rules. I'm like, okay. Fucking sheep. But don't go. By the way, no masks. No masks in they made us wear a mask on the bus, but once you got into the place, and I mean, you're online in the heat, just melting on top of people. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't a mask to be seen. So, you know, I don't go.
Speaking of masks, Joey hit us up this weekend with a text that because his kid's school is going back. None of his kids, first grade, right. Never seen any of their classmates' faces because they've been in masks the whole time. Like when you say that out loud, it's kind of shocking. Like they've never seen smile from their classmates and teammates. Like that's insane.
Yeah.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
How would they solve a robbery?
Right. It does still feel weird. Go, like, if you're going to a gas station or going to like Walmart or bank, like
a bank. Banks are the weirdest.
I had to drop off a check for my truck. And when I went in there, I like put something over my face. I'm like, can you imagine doing this 3 years ago? Like, you're standing outside the doors, the double doors of a bank, and you're putting something over your face to cover it up before you going in there. Like, right. You get shot walking through the door.
So this is three easy ways to ruin your Disney vacation, as told by Larch. Number one, book it on a big holiday weekend, especially one in the northeastern states where all the kids are off from school and everyone's going to go down. You'll see it in the flight prices. They're through the roof because everyone who's in school is off. Two.
I forgot about even, that y'all had that crazy winter break thing last week.
Yeah, which Joe Lightning told me about. He said the reason that they have February breaks up here back in the day was they would save oil for the schools. So they just give them a week off in terms of having to heat
them.
So, yep. Number two, don't do a lick of planning. Don't look into fast pass, lightning passes. What's the best time to go? What are the ways to avoid this? A simple Google search could probably get you that from roughly 1,000 different places. You go on YouTube, there's all the Disney weirdo influencers, all the Disney fans, even reach out to your pal Clem here. Any of that stuff, don't even think of that. Just go in blindly, see what happens. And then number three, going during a pandemic or at the tail end of a pandemic where everyone just wants to get out of the fucking house and it's a fucking shit show. So those are the three ways to avoid to have a terrible time at Disney by your pal Large.
I'm surprised to see Clem piling on. That's not normally his attitude. Like that summer was just a big old pile on and shitting on Large. Unbelievable.
Oh, I'm just trying to share. I have easily shareable clips on social so we don't get one of the shows that gets killed by our CEO. So I'm just doing whatever I can to make it happen. Large, Reach. Speaking of shareable clips, can you give me your review of Daytona? But instead of your review of Daytona, I want to hear Eddie's view of Daytona in Eddie's voice. Can you give me
I'm working on anything. I'm giving Eddie, Chicago Eddie, I'm working on an impersonation of him. Right? Because I'll tell you what, this car race, I wasn't expecting this.
That's
this
good.
This is a spectacle. I mean, if we call Carl, if we call Dave down here, they'd be going crazy. This car race, the people in, you're in the pits, right? It's loud, Large. It's loud. I've never been anywhere where it's this loud. But I'll tell you what,
this loud?
It's fantastic. Yeah. I listen, and you know me, I don't want to step my boundaries. I come back every year.
And there was your Daytona 500 review from Eddie via Large.
I love that impersonation. Yeah, yeah. We were smoking a cigar outside of something, and he's like, you know, NASCAR is a lot of work too. I'm like, yeah, it is. Like, you know what I mean? Like when you're trying to do like go and from all that stuff, I'll tell you, really, you kind of you're moving around and stuff like that. I'm like, duh, I 100%. And I couldn't be happier that you're here. Thank you so much for inviting me. Just
the best
he's
part
a
about
gracious,
any converse,
wonderful fucking person. I love him. I love
his
him.
Conversation style where his eyes are so active. And it's rare to have somebody now that you feel like is actively listening to the things that you're saying. Right. Eddie's that guy. Eddie actively listens to what you're saying and his eyes are darting around and like taking it all in.
Yeah.
Like he's a different type of conversationalist that you don't really see that often anymore.
It's a dying breed. And then I did the draft this week. I didn't do very well again. I'm just not good at that fucking draft. And like
surprises me because I would feel like you'd be able to pull shit out.
Yeah.
Chaps, what happened was I got screwed my first time on the draft. I could talk about this for days. So now I try to not be me. I try to be a Chicago guy. So they're like, we're drafting potato dishes.
What are you walking like? Hey.
Yeah. We're drafting like potato dishes. And like, you know me, I have all these fucking stew. So I'm going to do like pierogies and gratins and fucking croquette. First of all, I said potato croquette. What's a potato croquette, Large? They never heard of any of them. And none of them heard of a potato croquette.
This fucking guy.
Oh, there he is. And then I'm like, oh, okay, I'll do a Martin. No roll. That's what I said, which I love those. And then afterwards, Chief's like, oh, potato gratin. I was like, oh, fuck, I could have done that. You know what I mean? I had them all written down, you know.
You got any all ground potatoes?
Okay. So it was one of those things where, I don't know, whatever. But they're all getting on Eddie now for being kind of metropolitan, you know, like
because Tesla.
Yeah, and he's doing the thing with Dave. So they're like, oh, Eddie, what do you think? Is that fire? Like, they say stuff like that. They really totally bust his chops. Those guys.
Eddie bottle service.
Yeah, that's right. Smacking people's asses and shit. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's this week too. And I shit the bed. From what I understand, I might not even make it. They only take the top four. Yeah. I might not even make it to the graphic.
Two quick things I wanted to mention about Disney that I pulled up as you were talking. You said 195 minute wait to get on the, what is it, the new Resistance ride?
Rise of the Resistance.
The longest Star Wars movie in existence is 155 minutes to Rise of Skywalker, which I mean felt like 195 hours.
Oh, I would have gone way over. I'd have thought there had been a 3 hour plus Star Wars.
Yeah, I was shocked. There's nothing, again, 40 minutes short, but still, you could watch. You're talking about people watching movies as they're waiting. They could watch any of the Star Wars catalog in that time and still have, you know, another half of another movie to
watch. That's how you could take the line over and become the Lion King. Like, if you brought in, if you came over with an iPad Pro, the 13.3 incher, and you had Star Wars that you could show and put on like a Bluetooth speaker for people behind you, I bet you could put out a tip jar and people would be giving you money and shit while you're sitting there.
The app now has line
or
games.
They can connect it to Bluetooth. Like, give them a password. You connect the Bluetooth to watch. Come on.
They have line games on the app, like the whatever app that you have to use to do it. Mm-hmm. So when you are stuck online, they have like trivia and all that kind of stuff to try and make it go by. But it's still 80 degree weather. Disney's very well at hiding their lines too. Like the stuff
going
that
in and out of places and
yeah. And then all of a sudden it's like 195 minutes. Where do you wait 195 minutes in here? You know, it's spilling out onto the street, but how far is the line in there? And then once you're in there, it's worse than any. Oh, and then we get to the security thing in Orlando Airport at 4:50 a.m. And it's an hour wait to get through security.
Orlando's airport is simply the worst in the country.
Oh, it's the worst.
And it's
4:50 a.m.
I walked by. Dude, we came by whenever we went. And luckily we have clear. If you go through Orlando and you don't have clear, you're a fucking idiot. It's worth the $100 that you pay for the year just for that. We were walking through and I saw the line and I legitimately gasped at how long. I was just like, all of these people, there's no shot. They're here 2.5 hours before their flight. Everybody's missing their flight. How do you get through? Like, it makes no sense that that's the way life is, though.
We the last people on. It was only the two kids. Mick was doing his trip to Alabama. The doors closed. We were the last people on the plane. As soon as we got on, 2 minutes later, doors closed. We were very close to not making our flight home. And I'll tell you what.
And that's so stressful, too, with your family.
Oh, man, I would have went fucking bananas.
I almost wish it would have happened just for the concert of Mark.
I would have went back and found Mindy. And I would have fucking threw a fucking plate glass window.
You cunt.
Take off your shoes. I'm telling people in front of me, you know what I mean?
Do we still have to take your laptops out? Yeah, bitch, we do. Yeah. We realized that 9/11 was fucking 20 years ago. Like, we're taking our masks off. But
it's
we
just
can't. What are we doing?
Just water, I swear. I'll drink
the guy's like, to me, that shit's crazy, man. Like, that we've come to the point where, like, masks no longer needed. But we're still taking our goddamn shoes off. I still got to remove my Gussie Boy from Heaven Above, Baby Del Woo, Sprinkle Dinkles belt before I get into TSA. An abomination to the Lord. The entire department. Just get rid of Homeland Security. Oh, like, period.
Finn goes, and his bag gets fucking waved. I'm like, Finn, what the fuck?
Oh, boy. Yeah,
they go afterwards.
Little fucking crossbow pin.
I was like, Finn, what did you bring? Like, you know, and he could have brought anything, right? I mean, like, yeah. I got the karambit. Like, he goes through the whole thing. They do his bag. It's a tin, like an Altoid tin of Bucky's mints.
My man.
He's my guy. I was like, all right, you're good.
Yeah, but see, why does that trigger it? Like, it's a little tin of mints.
It's like Bucky's outputs.
And they could tell. Like, you could tell when it, because, I mean, dog handlers, we work pretty closely with other types of security for, like, all of that shit. They could tell. Yeah. You know exactly what it is. Like, all these things that they take out, it's just a psychological deterrent. And when you have, to me, it's like when cops pull over people in morning traffic. It's like you are making the situation markedly worse. Yes. Unless somebody's going like 130 down the road, there's zero reason to pull people over during high traffic times. Zero.
By the way, Finn saw the look on my face and he knew he fucked up.
They're like, dude, but also, at, like, from a 14-year-old perspective, it's mints, Dad. Like, how would he possibly know mints are bad?
I know.
At least it's not like the little weed mints that come in, like from California.
Buc-ee's.
I say that Orlando Airport, the departures, like the, that security line, is the saddest place on earth.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Oh, because parents
that
are at
Vegas.
That in Vegas are 1A, 1B. Because the thing about Vegas is you hate yourself, everything you did. But then you don't have the kids' X factor where you just spent that time with your kids and they're pissed too because they know Disney's over. They're tired. They don't want to get on that plane at 4:50 in the morning to go through security and all that shit. So then they're waiting in line and then they're going, are we almost there yet? Are we almost into the plane? And then you have a full fucking flight to get back to your house. You hate each other with the fire of a thousand suns. Again, I've never been to Disney. I'm thinking about what Disney would be like with AJ for the first time. And then at the airport, as we go back home, it's the saddest place on earth.
Now listen, boys, what if we did this? What if we established and Large is out because he's never going back to Disney World again, but for Clem and I, what if we could set up a situation, and this might be my most brilliant parenting thought. I don't know if I'll ever be able to put it into action. You go on vacation with your family, like wherever it is, Disney World, Universal Studios, whatever. Everyone has a terrible time leaving vacation and going back home. Doesn't matter where you went because you have to pack up all your shit at the hotel, get everything, make sure all the kids are good. You have all your plane tickets and all that bullshit. It always sucks. What if you schedule your vacation, you have the grandparents ready at your house whenever you come back, you drop off your kids and your luggage and you already have another backpack, and then you do a staycation for the weekend with just you and your wife. You go and you do like a spa day after the vacation.
Chapsy, you fucking nailed it. Me, Large, the last, I know you listen to the episodes as soon as they come out when you're not on them. We were talking last week about the, there was two people in New York City, a husband and a wife, where they decided to get separate apartments. Yeah. And I was like, that is the greatest idea I ever heard. And then Chaps had like a whole soliloquy about how he would never do that and how he loves his wife. He only live life once. He loves his wife so much. And I made me look like an asshole. He goes, Clem, what you want is just in a separate apartment for your kids. I go, yes, that's exactly what I want. So Chaps, you're on to something here.
I think for so long, the moms and dad have been pitted together. It's really the children that are the problem. Like, it's not their relationship. It's your children. Like, the more that you can get rid of them and incorporate time with the person that you actually care about, well, not that you don't care about your kids, but the person that you want to spend the rest of your life with, because you don't want to spend the rest of your life with your kids. You want to spend 18, 19, 20 years max with them and then get them on their way. But your wife, you can hang out with her forever.
We're 23 years deep. Annie and I think this year, 22 or 23 years deep, we're pretty close to getting double beds.
Are you? Yeah. So now, have you tried, have you gone separate blanket?
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. I think whenever we go into a hotel, they're like king or two queens. And like we're clamoring over ourselves.
We do two queens.
Yeah. And we're two queens, I said. You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
but I think with the, what really changed our sleeping arrangements is Annalise uses the comforter and like the little throw blanket. Mm-hmm. That's what she uses. I, at nighttime, whenever we're watching the TV, I move all of her blankets, all the quilt and that to her side of the bed. And then I have a king size, like almost throw blanket. It's really soft feeling that I use myself, and we don't share a blanket anymore. Remove so many issues because she likes to be warm and toasty. And I just like to have something very light covering me whenever I'm sleeping, because I sleep so hot. It's been a world changer as far as quality of sleep.
We've had to because of Blue Cheese. Blue Cheese now sleeps with us. She sleeps in between us.
Everything.
Yeah, she ruins it. Well, she gave my wife shingles and COVID. So Blue Cheese ruins it absolutely. There was a hawk out in the backyard yesterday. It had tore apart like a rabbit or something. Bridget went out with the dogs. The dogs started going crazy. Bridget was terrified. And I said, oh, okay, I'll take her out. And then I just took Blue Cheese out and I was looking for the hawk, and the hawk was kind of circling.
Yeah,
so I let her out on I was hunting around on a telescopic leash just to see what happened. I was like, if this
that fucking would be hawk, quite the sight, blue cheese hanging from the talons of a fucking hawk while the long ass leash is dangling down too. Yeah.
Fully let go by me. You know what I mean? It's been a nice
oh,
run.
No, Blue Jays, please come back. We're going to miss you.
Go back to the Simply Safe 1080p camera and just see Large basically fed the fucking bird.
throw it up like a fucking potato chip.
The other fun fact that I had seen about Disney when Large was there that I wanted to touch on. This is actually dealing with Disneyland California, but it officially costs less money to fly to Paris and go to Disneyland Paris and stay at the cheapest hotel for 6 nights and 5 days than it is to go to the California one and stay there for 6 nights and 5 days. That is fucking, it's $4,500 to do the Cali and it's $3,600 and you're flying to motherfucking France to do all that. It's crazy. So
yeah, I'm in Cali all this week. I should go. Just send my family clips of me going on every ride, you know, because the kids are all back in school. You know what I mean? Just going on every fucking
ride. We should
ride.
Set up some sort of bet where Large has to go to Disneyland.
Yes, if he loses. Well,
what happens if Dave, and listen, it would never happen, but Dave is going to Disney, I think, and he's taking Clem or Robbie or Kenja. He has like a posse of Disney posse because Dave is in love with Disney, but he has that Obama pass, right? I call it. And remember, because it was a big deal when Obama was skipping the lines back in the day.
Yeah. So like the president's going to be fucking waiting in line. Yeah, to go
exactly.
On
195 minutes.
Secret Service, you guys got to post up.
That would make Eddie yell.
Bell's Castle.
That would make Eddie yell. What the fuck, guys? It's fucking Obama. So
he's from Chicago.
Chicago. He's a committee organizer. But what if Dave's like, oh yeah, Large, you're a Disney guy, why don't you come with us? I'd have to be like, a pass. You know, I wouldn't want to go. Yes, I would. I'd have to do a hard pass.
Don't invite and me. Large, during all that craziness in Disney, as you were watching your life drain away, your wallet drain away, all that kind of stuff, your little vacation drain away, what was the one thing that kept you sane? What was the one thing that kind of just
I will get pretty granular with the two. It's the 3-Chi. These are the flavor enhancer packs.
Oh, just an absolute delight. I've got some now.
Pink lemonade.
Fantastic. Yeah.
This is on the YouTube, by the way. Go to the Barstool Grown Up YouTube. Subscribe barstool.link/grownup, capital G, capital U. You can see the product placement.
You can't
right?
go on that because we have to cut it.
You cannot. We had to cut it.
Yes, we had to cut it. Yeah. So the visual doesn't really work out. I was going to wait till he was done, chaps. But no, it did make a lot of sense. Because the flights out and stuff are just long enough where I can be indisposed. And, you know, I go to first class, the kids and are in coach. So I could just kind of hang out there and just relax. And, I took 3-Chi and I watched, Princess Bride on the flight out. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It was a delight. I was talking out loud throughout the whole thing. Cause we know all the lines from it and stuff. It made the Princess Bride one of my favorite movies and the greatest kids movie ever made. It made it even better. So yeah, that's
3-Chi. Whenever you are doing a little bit of something that you've seen a million times, nothing like it. Large, might I recommend this weekend for you and the fam, a film that's known as Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I think you would really enjoy that one on 3-Chi, singing the songs and what have you.
You know what I did yesterday? I did went to the AMC and brought in an Italian Hero and a bottle of wine, and we saw The Godfather on the Dolby screen.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I highly recommend. I'm writing a blog now. Movie recommendation you can't refuse. I say that even people who, you know, have seen The Godfather.
Hockey is on. And no matter the city, no matter the team, no matter the game, whether it's face-off or penalty shots, regular season or playoffs, win or lose, no matter what happens, no matter where it happens, New Amsterdam Vodka is there.
We got a story today that I just had to bring up on the pod because I thought it was interesting. Back in 2016, Imam Lorna Cliffsas, I don't know, challenged her 12-year-old son, Seibert. Wow, we got some fucking rebukable names here. I'm sorry. Yeah. To stay off social media until he was 18. If he completed the challenges, she'd award him with cash on his 18th birthday. This last week, claimed his prize. So what was it? $1,800. he ended up getting for staying off social media from the ages of 12 to 18. So we're looking at what was the big ones the last 6 years? You got Twitter, Facebook, Snapchat, obviously TikTok. The rise of TikTok,
Grindr,
Instagram, Grindr as well. And basically the kid said, so what do we think about this? Do we think, because I honestly, when I saw this article, I was like, man, that's some fucking crazy thing to do to a kid. And I'm like, that kid is probably the only one who can think clearly right now after the last 6 years.
He's probably also really socially behind and not knowing what his peers are talking about. Like, I feel like this is such a great idea, like in theory, where parents see this and like, I'm going to cut my kids off from social media so they don't have the toxin. But that's how you connect. That's how you network, is through social media and all that stuff. And $1,800, this kid does not know his worth. Like $1,800 is absolutely bamboozled.
$300 a year, basically.
That ain't shit. We're talking $10 a month. You couldn't even get Hulu for that.
the lowball number is what jumped out to me right away too. But also, and I agree with Chaps again for a second time today, it's now a necessary evil. Social media is an absolute necessary evil. And then how you warden your kids' use of social media is up to you. But I think having none of it is unrealistic and probably detrimental. Mm-hmm. And that's the oldest guy in the world saying that, because I see that when Bridge started in the new school, she didn't know anybody. Brand new school, didn't know a goddamn person. And I said, how did you even like meet anybody? She's like, a lot of people I met off social media, right? And I was like, what do you mean? Like the creepy janitor? Give me his fucking name. But no, they have like all these little, you know, things. So it was very helpful for her socially. And then it's like I said, it's up to us to keep them off of, you know, Pornhub and whatnot. So I don't know how beneficial it was for this kid. And I don't believe he did it. I don't believe that the kid did it. I think, you know, perhaps he had a burner phone. It was like at 12, he didn't. But as he's approaching 18.
So you are going through high school and public schools without social media. You're just not.
Yeah, I think that the kid had an end around. Whether or not he was checking it on, you know, school computers or something like that. Because I think that it would be nearly impossible. I mean, and I'm very, very sad to say that.
Even these kids, you can't even do school without a smartphone. Like so many things is through apps, and through like their homework is through apps. They're like the way that they correspond with their classmates. Everything is online that has to be through a smartphone. You're telling me that he had all that stuff and he didn't have anything behind it? Mama just doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. And this dude got $1,800 when he probably should have got. But what do you think? If you went back now, knowing what you know, if you were in high school, I think it would have to be. I think it has to be a six-figure deal.
Like this is $25 a month he was getting. $300.
Yeah, $25 a month. No way, dude.
Six years.
$5 a week? $7 a week?
And where are they from? We don't know, right? Yeah. Anyway, 6 years, you have to start at the bottom of $1,000 a year, I would think. Like, so when the kid's 18 and he's got $6,000, let's say you double that and it's 18, the kid has 12 grand. So I'd say somewhere between $6,000 and $10,000. Because Minnesota. That's a car. That's a car in college? Minnesota.
Like I could see if you're like, I will do it and you won't have to take out a single student loan when you're in college. But right. Also maybe just do that anyways. Like if you can, maybe you don't have that contingent on social media.
But what would a kid nowadays, what would a 12-year-old kid nowadays, what would be the size of the carrot you need to dangle them? It's not $1,800.
No.
I mean, like my, you know, Bridge is 11. If I was like, let's go cold turkey till you're 18. She'd be like, all right, let's talk numbers. You know what I mean? Like, what are you thinking? It's not $1,800. And then I think I would be priced out of it. That selfish bitch. I think I would be priced out of it, you know? So yeah, it's an interesting story, but I think it's unrealistic.
Does also a part of you worry he's going to be like one of the Amish when they, you know, break, what is it? Breaking Amish. Remember that was a great fucking reality show back in the day. And there's like a name for it. Once they like have their, so their
Room own Springer, like,
Springer.
Yeah. Room Springer.
Yeah. Social media, Room Springer. And that, I feel like this kid might go down a path. He's going to probably stumble upon Barstool at some point, have his brain completely shot. Right.
So, we have a kid. One of Mick's friends was the last to have a cell phone. He's one of the last. And I mean, he's a senior in high school. He just got it last year. and he's never been on any kind of social media except the bare basics of it and stuff like that. He's never like checking his Snapchats. All his social media pages are basically fallow. Just doesn't do it. He's a sick athlete and a great student, right? And just an all around great kid. I think he's the last person. That's the last year that they could do it. A year younger than him, that kid is an outcast. Do you know what I mean?
Well, the only way I think you could get away with it is if you are a stud athlete and you just act like I don't care about social media. I don't need that validation because I have newspaper articles written about me because I'm a 5'2 athlete in high school. Mm-hmm. Or if you're so attractive that you don't even care. But I don't even think you could be a prom queen without social media now. Like, just can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's true.
By the way, I just found this. This is supposed to stop me from snoring.
Does it work?
I don't. It does not work at all. It is not. So I have a dozen of them. You can only buy them in bulk. So if you need any, I got them.
How bulk? We talking? We talking a couple thousand or
yeah, a gross? It's like I was buying lady fingers.
I got 15,000 nose rings. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I got like six of them. I probably should have said bulk.
We got a
Costco.
I was in a bad place the other day. I looked up Costco. When does the coupon for the March 22 coupon book come out? And I've checked about 10 times in the last 24 hours. Just want to see what's out there. Just want to see what's coming up next, you know? Mm-hmm. I have one mailbag this week. This one, I don't know how time sensitive it is. So I figure we got to answer it sooner rather than later. So this one comes from Noah. If you want to send them, podfathers@gmail.com or hit up podfathers on Instagram or Twitter, DM Joey Langone when he's not sitting on a fucking beach, just having the time of his life. Noah, I'm in the minority of your listeners, no kids and just graduated college in May. I love when we get the youngins in here, the ones who have no reason to listen to a couple old fucks ruin their lives. I'm proposing
they don't have a dad. Shout out Noah.
Sorry, Noah. Right. Apologize for being insensitive. I am proposing to my girlfriend, coincidentally in San Antonio, sometime over the next few months. What are your thoughts on proposal photographers? Is it necessary for me to hire someone to hide in the bushes? It's going to be at a Japanese tea garden for a reference. Chapsy, do you know this Japanese tea garden? Anything? I don't know.
I do.
Japanese.
It's delightful. It's lovely.
Mm-hmm. I think the answer is yes. And I think the person should be Chaps. Yes, I think having Chaps because he's got a ghillie suit. I mean, I'm pretty sure he's got a ghillie, and I'm pretty sure it's kick ass.
And
I'm pretty sure
Japan. Makes sense.
Yeah. And I think that he would probably go the day before, right? Just lay down, slow his heart rate down, right? Have a catheter in that runs out and piss right down his leg. And he would just be set up there with a high powered lens. He's the perfect guy. And if you don't do that, then you don't deserve to have good pictures. Exactly. Chaps, not only is the answer yes, the guy is Chaps. That's my thing for this.
I'm in. And those are cool. I will go. I have a nice camera. You email me, fella. I will be the photographer. I'll be out there with bells on, ready to do it.
I think
I'll probably have one of my kids videoing me while I video you.
Right. That would give it away. Chaps is like, you know, as still as Mark Wahlberg in Shooter.
But I have a ring light on me.
But yeah, but Mickey the Good is in the back of Chaps filming the whole thing like Brandon Walker's being thrown through a table or something.
I had a photographer at it was part of the thing when we went to Disney, like we had talked about at Cinderella's Castle. Did either of you guys have a photographer when you proposed?
No, I got drunk and proposed in my living room.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. What about the large? You were in Paris, right? You fancy fuck.
Oh,
yeah. Eiffel Tower? Was it Eiffel Tower?
Yeah, on the Champs-Élysées. Yeah, we didn't. Not at the Eiffel Tower. Too long of a line.
Did you go to the lock bridge?
Oh, yeah, with all the padlocks. Uh-huh. We did not go there. It was a pretty perfect thing. I'm still getting points for it. But back then, it wasn't a thing either. We didn't have gender reveals back then. You know, the whole popping. Marina just did her. She's having a little girl.
The High Noon El Prez Pack is here, featuring my top four High Noon Vodka Seltzer flavors. These flavors include passion fruit, pineapple, pear, an all-new flavor, tangerine, all made with real vodka, real juice. This 12-pack is only here for a limited time, so get it while you can. Just look for the pack with my face on it. You can even scan the QR code in the pack and have me virtually join your party. Visit HighNoonSpirits.com to find the El Prez Pack nearest you.
Like that wasn't a thing. And I'd never seen it until very recently about the last decade about people taping their proposals. And it's pretty cool. I think it's something that you and your wife will always be able to do, especially if you're going through a lot of hard work for it. But yeah, it's one of those things that has to be pulled off. Like giving your wife a ring and surprising her with marriage is already tough enough. This thing here has to be more well thought out than the actual proposal itself, because nothing is more obvious than when you got a tail, right? When someone's on your six, or, you know, like that second cousin.
It's not
yours.
Like it's a fucking bag of peanuts, is it, Tyrone?
And somebody's got like the glasses and the mustache on, you know what I mean? But it's your brother.
Yeah.
So it takes some thought. And again, I think chaps would be perfect for
it. I'd love to do it. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, having a Marine sneaking in bushes, it's like the perfect, you're not going to get someone better than Chaps. You slide in those Chaps. Are the
if
DMs
anybody
open?
Is meant to infiltrate a Japanese tea garden, it's a Marine.
100%. 100%.
Right?
Yeah. What a great, I mean, what a perfect letter for us.
Yeah.
Right?
I have to say too, I have the picture of wifey when she gets shocked, and it is one of those things, one in a million, but the entire time, and you know, I'm sure you guys feel the same. That engagement ring, when it's in your pocket, you're freaking the fuck. I'm going to lose it. I'm going to do this. So there's a lot of stuff going through your head. Then
you're
having to worry.
Right,
then when she's having, you're having to worry about her finding a tail, seeing, you know, Chapsy's little beard sticking out of that bush. Mm-hmm. It's a lot to be going on in your head, Noah. So, you know, just keep that in mind.
Farts and shit in the bushes.
Sipping on your tea.
Yeah. I mean, Japanese. Clem, what you said about the ring is why I proposed so soon, because she was staying at my apartment in Virginia, and she would whenever she would come up and visit, she would always do nice things for me, like clean up and help me do the laundry and put it away. And the ring was in my like underwear drawer in the back, so I knew where it was. And I was so nervous that she was going to find it. We had been drinking a little wine. We were listening to some Buble. I had this fantastic plan. She was a huge Van Gogh fan, and the Smithsonian in DC had a traveling Van Gogh exhibit going through where they had probably 100 of his paintings that were going to be there. And her favorite was the almond branches. And so for her birthday that we were together, I bought her this big, nice, like replica painting of the almond branches. And I was going to ask her in front of Van Gogh's almond branches so that we could hang the almond branches over our bed and have a reminder of it for the rest of our life, essentially, whenever we were there. Well, I had my buddies that was going to be the tail. His name is Cody. He was going to be the tail taking pictures from farther away. And then I got drunk on some sweet Louisa Concord grape wine. Ooh. From just outside of Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Serve that cold.
Oh, it was.
Don't try to drink that warm.
Dude, when you would take it and it would be empty, you could see it was almost like a sugar rim around it. It had so much residual sugar in it.
Oh.
I would never drink it now, but then it was delicious. And so I asked her in the middle of our living room while I was wearing pajama pants, and then proceeded to call like 15 of my closest friends and ask them to be my best man.
Nice. Oh yeah, the best man request as you're drunk, that is a dangerous game as well.
Oh yeah,
so yeah. That definitely checks out. What, and this actually reminds me of our boy Finn. When I was on my way down with her, I had the ring in my pocket, but then I didn't want them to go through my pockets, and I have to obviously take it out, put it in the tray. Thanks a lot, Bin Laden, right? So then I put it in my carry-on, and just praying to God, they didn't do the whole Finn. They x-ray it and see somebody think it's Bucky's mints. It's
should have put it around his little thin dildo.
So it's fucking nerve-wracking the entire time. I imagine Large went through the same thing going international over to fucking...
I had it in the fifth pocket. You know, the jeans, the pockets you never use. I had it in that, and the thing went off too. And I was like, wow, this was 98. So it was before any of the bullshit hit the fan. I'm so old.
How do we
and
go ahead. Sorry, Lunch.
So I thought it was because it was platinum. I was like, oh, platinum must, because it was tiny, right? But I was like, platinum must set this thing off. But I had a belt buckle. So when the guy waved it near me, it went off like, woo, woo. I was like, that's awfully close to the ring, but it was just a fucking belt buckle. The platinum's okay. Yeah.
How do we think that would go over? If you had somebody, like if you, one of our personalities always joking around and shit like that. If you're going through TSA and you have like a little thin dildo that you put like a metal rod down and you put the ring over the thin dildo. So when the TSA guy is like, oh, who's this? And it comes out and it's like a fake cock, but then on it, it's the ring and you drop to your knee right there at TSA.
Boom.
Yeah. That's one to remember.
Perfect. Yeah. You chaps, you know what else I'm envisioning? You get all set up into position and, you know, this guy, Noah, doesn't know you too well, right? Except for this. And then you like forget to take the lens cap off or something. And you just absolutely ruin his shot. Like that's a lot of responsibility too.
It is. So and for that reason, I'm out. I'm not going to do it.
Exactly. that's a big, big responsibility for an absolute stranger. So it's a pickle, Noah. I'm sorry.
And actually, think about it. If you do that airport engagement, Noah, with the dildo, there's cameras everywhere in the airport. They could probably just touch you, get the videographer essentially, and a photographer. We just take stills.
Bring in your solo stove, set that up first and have it going.
Yeah. You guys can hold hands as you're both getting cavity checked.
Oh, my God. So lovely.
Also,
you said, I see them titties on the thermal imaging. Got to have those in my mouth for the rest of my life.
Noah wanted to know the 3 month salary for an engagement ring. Is that bullshit or is it a legit thing?
I think for me, no. I wouldn't do that. Like going back at the beginning stages of your marriage, if you're not in a very stable financial spot, it makes no sense. Like if you're just getting started in your career, like I imagine a lot of people getting married are 24, 25, 26, a little bit older than that, and you don't have a stable nest egg, I think spending that kind of money, foolish and a thing of the past. I don't think our generation, I don't think anyone below 35 truly cares about jewelry anymore. I think it's a thing of the past.
By the time you're marrying this girl, you're going to know if it's a thing or not. Like you're going to know if she expects it or not. Oh, don't get married if you don't know whether or not she wants a big engagement ring. To your point, it's probably not as big of a thing, but some girls I think probably are still into it. And maybe, I think you'll know that before you get married. It's totally up to her.
And I say
that
because Annalise was very much not. And never. Yeah. She'd be like, if I paid that. I mean, back when I was working in the Marine Corps, I was making like $45,000 a year. Yep. If I, it would have been ridiculous for me to drop $5,000 on a ring at the time. It just would have been foolish financially.
Yeah. And I think, and you know, conversely, if you're dating someone who wears very expensive jewelry just on the regular, and then you give her something that's, you know, the thought that counts probably doesn't, it's probably the number that counts. So yeah, I think it can go either way. So that all depends on your, she's the only one that you got to get happy. Right. Like, I think some girls would be like, why? Maybe Annalise might be a perfect example. Why the fuck did you do this? Like, why wouldn't we have bought a car or, you know, we need a fridge.
Down payment on a house.
Yeah. Or put in central air, you know, something like that. So there's, you know, that's a too tough of a question to ask because that's truly case by case.
Yeah. I would say if you want to do it, but it does feel a little antiquated. And you're going to be spending a shitload more on the wedding and everything else coming up.
Are weddings done? Like, do you think that whole traditional, she dresses up as an ice princess and you know what I mean? Is that done now?
I think it's changed some because of the pandemic. And right. I think that there's been so many positive stories of smaller weddings and more intimate locations and traveling and doing that type of thing. The days of having a 300 person wedding, 250 or whatever, I think that should go. I just don't, for me, that's not something that I would have ever wanted, is putting in the effort to do all that and the planning and all that bullshit. No, thank you.
Yeah. We had 325 and it was the whole traditional type thing, chaps. And I could tell you right now, Annie said, you know, we could have eloped. I was like, now you tell me. But she's always said that. And I just think that it's done. I thought that when I had done it, again, you know, two decades ago, that it was sort of just played out, tired, like the same exact food to a certain degree. And then the same exact dances
and
stuff.
Steak and all that shit.
Yeah, like we could have did it in a barn. We could have did it at Crocker's, you know, playground up here where people played softball and all that kind of shit. Like,
but
I wonder
for you guys, it makes sense though. Like if I like looking at your type of relationship, like with Annie working on Wall Street, you working on Wall Street and having all those different contacts, like you have to worry about if you're going to insult somebody that's a business partner and a kind of a friend too. Like it totally made sense for where you guys were at in your life at the time.
I'd be thrilled if my
junior
kids,
Marine, no shot.
Right. But now with your kids, like I'm hoping, and you know, obviously we're years away from it. Hopefully all of us, I mean, I'm probably closest, maybe not, who the fuck knows anymore. Like I would kind of push him away from it almost.
Oh yeah.
You know, like I would think, hey, let's have some fun with this.
I would put, you know? I would probably do almost like a presentation of options. Like, we have this much money saved up for you to get a wedding. Like, if you want to have a wedding with this, that's fine. But we'll also help you with a down payment on the house, or we'll pay like something that you actually need,
right,
instead of this wedding. And I think like the way that my kids are now, I don't, because we still talk about money essentially like we're poor to them, and like try to really instill the value of a dollar, which is rapidly declining. I do feel like they understand a little bit more. I can't see my kids being like, I want a huge wedding, because they know that money runs out. Like, and I don't think they'll do that.
I'll tell you what, before we go on, I want to break in and say, I had some questions about the shit that's going on in Ukraine the other day, mm-hmm. just like some simple questions, because we're doing like some financial stuff with the new financial newsletter that we just bought. And so I called up Chaps, right? Like, mm-hmm. I just called them up on a random Tuesday or something like that and asked them. And it was like to the point and direct. And now I think I know what I'm talking about. So if you guys need to, you know, listen to ZBT or something, not some crossover stuff, but it helped me out tremendously. So don't listen to a lot of the other assholes, including myself, on this website. But Chaps cleared a lot of shit up for me, especially with a 17-year-old boy and, you know, like all that kind of stuff. I had some very specific questions. So it was extremely helpful the other night, Chaps. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And one, we were talking in church yesterday about it too, and I'll share here, because it is a problem when you have situations like widespread war and on the European continent, and there's all kinds of videos and pictures, probably more so that the launch of any invasion that we've mm-hmm. seen in a long, long time. Syria obviously had a lot of that, and so did Iraq and Afghanistan at the ends of those conflicts. But I told my friends who are asking what they should tell their kids, and it's very cliche, but I would use the Fred Rogers line of look at the helpers. You have an evil country that is trying to encroach on the rights and liberty and sovereignty of another country, but you have the world community that is binding together, and you have 95% of the world is against what's going on and the evilness of going into Ukraine. Focus on that there is way more good in the world than evil. And although evil's the suck of darkness can really entrap light in a lot of ways, we can't allow that to happen. You got to show the good stories that are coming out.
There it is, man. Hard to fucking top that. Nick, you share that one at the on the thing too, so we don't get canceled.
You got it.
Don't mention 3G during it.
Don't.
But yeah, I mean, more so than ever, we've said stay safe and stay sane for 2 years for completely different reasons. But I mean, that's the other thing about that kid who was off of social media. Like, there's times where I'm just like, all right, we got to put this thing down right now, because it's a little bit horrifying. It is sometimes informative, but there's also so much fake shit going around. We're living in crazy times, and it's only going to get crazier. So, well, actually, I'll give Chaps his number in case you want to ask him yourself. Everyone could just, you know, forward it's any seven. Questions right there.
Number seven.
Chaps is now the engagement photographer and the war correspondent. You're welcome.
Call Barstool HQ at 333 7th Avenue, New York, New York. Option 7 for Chaps.
Right. You need an engagement ring, call me.
Oh, man. So, as always, everyone, stay safe, and we'll see you next week.